Well, tonight's U.S. Senate debate will shift to western Massachusetts, a part of the state that is strategic but by no means determines the winner of statewide races. WGBH Radio's Ann Mostu has the story.
Throughout their campaigns, Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren have racked up the miles on the Mass Pike, and voters to the west have taken notice.
There is a lot of excitement here about this debate. It's kind of like having a Hollywood premiere.
Timothy Versalotti is director of the Polling Institute and professor of political science at Western New England University.
Western Massachusetts is a great place to live, great place to work, but we always feel like we're in the shadow of Boston in terms of media attention, in terms of attention from statewide elected officials. So I think folks in this area are excited to have our turn.
Paying attention to Western Mass is one thing. Its impact on the election is another. In the special election in which Brown beat Martha Coakley 2 years ago, most Western counties, Berkshire, Franklin, and Hampshire, strongly favored Coakley. Only Hamden favored Brown. And in the last governor's race, Deval Patrick won by a landslide in Western Mass. There, the key issues are similar to those statewide, jobs and health care. But rail transportation and education are particularly important to Western Mass voters.
Western Massachusetts styles itself as the knowledge corridor along I-91 because we have so many prominent colleges and universities in this region. And helping families to pay for a higher education would seem to be a reasonable topic.
At the same time, Versalotti predicts the debate will quickly broaden to other statewide and national topics. Ann Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
And you can tune in to tonight's Senate debate right here at WGBH Radio and on WGBH Channel 2. It starts at 7 o'clock.